famously, Vince McMahon, anytime he would start to get sick, would get very angry. Like, he would get really ticked off at his body for trying to get sick, and he would just get mad. Okay. I feel a little bit like that today. I feel like I'm trying to get sick, and my response to it is just to be furious, to just be like, no.
Absolutely. What are you furious about?
Like, anything and everything that would normally tick me off a little bit ticks me off a lot more.
So what's something other than lunch that's ticking you off a lot today?
Well, if you want to get right into it, we'll get into this a little bit later. But have y'all noticed that there are certain people in our industry that never pay attention to the coaches poll ever, but now they are? Now they're paying attention to it, aren't they? They're talking about it now. Why?
Yeah, I've never heard reference to the coaches poll until this week.
Never.
Yeah.
Right. Literally never until this week.
Yeah, it's always AP poll, Ken Pom, and Net.
Yeah.
Those are the three things you always hear. But this week, the coaches poll has been added to the fold for sure.
And all of a sudden it matters. I'm telling you, the older I get, the more I realize this is true. All right. Those of you watching mainstream traditional media sources, they're not there to be objective. They're not there to report on what's going on. They're there to try to tell you what to think. Okay. Ooh. They're trying to tell you what to think. There's a media machine that's spinning and turning, and it's trying to convince you of one thing, but you see for yourself. I'm so thankful for this show, Zach, and others like it. Can you imagine living in Birmingham or Atlanta or Nashville or New Orleans or Huntsville or some of these other places and trying to get news about the number one team in the country? Trying to get news about the Auburn football team that is continuing to do the things necessary to show that its future is rock solid?
Sure.
And having to rely on the traditional media sources to make that happen. I can't imagine that. I'm so thankful we have this platform and others have similar platforms so that Auburn fans everywhere can get actual Auburn discussion, a fair and balanced Auburn discussion. And before you scoff at fair and balanced, so I told you I'm on one today. Before we scoff at fair and balanced, the imbalance is so great that you have to go all the way the other way just to balance it out. So that's why I say we are giving you balanced Auburn news and information and discussion on this show. This is Village Vice. He's Zach Blackerby. I'm Brad Law.
All right, my turn now.
What
have we heard since Auburn lost maybe their third game of the season? It's about to all fall apart. Hugh Freeze has accumulated so much talent. Young talent is coming in. Oh, well, they're just going to lose it. They're just going to lose it as soon as the portal opens. Oh, no one left. Well, no one's going to want to go there. Oh, they've got arguably the best portal class. On3 ranked them as the best portal class as far as addressing needs.
Yep.
All right. Well, Hugh Freeze's coaching staff, that's actually pretty good. Like, they're going to go elsewhere. Well, hold on. Hold on. DJ Durkin gets a call reportedly from Auburn Rivals saying, "Oh, hey, DJ Durkin, come coach our defense. We have the best roster money can buy, and we proved it. We proved it by peaking when it mattered most. Come on and win, not in the future, but win right now." And he said, "No, I'm going to take the raise that Auburn is offering me."
Yep.
And it just goes against every narrative that folks don't believe in Hugh Freeze, that as soon as somebody gets the opportunity to leave, that they will, and that Hugh Freeze is this awful coach that nobody wants to be around. Well, hold on. Why is no one leaving then, Brad?
Yeah. It's because that message that you're seeing from others who are invested in Auburn's not succeeding, it's not working. It's not working. You don't have to believe it, and you're not believing it. You're continuing to buy in and support. You look around this program right now. So DJ Durkin deciding to stay tells me a lot of things, but the all caps like headline of the message is that Auburn continues to be invested in doing what it takes to build a championship culture and a championship program. It's not just, yeah, it's important that he chose to stick around and coach this roster. It's important that he chose to stay and be a part of what Hugh Freeze is doing. Yeah, the money helps, of course, but that's the market. That's where we are. When the reigning national champion says, we want you to come here, you got to, if you're invested, if the reigning national champions think that you're the guy to coach their defense, right? Then you got to do what you need to do if you're really invested in getting to the top, getting back to the top.
Sure.
You got to do what it takes. And Auburn is invested in doing that.
Do you think AL.com will write any hit pieces on how Ohio State wanted DJ Durkin to come coach there? Because it didn't happen when Alabama was interested in DJ Durkin, or when A&M brought him in, or when Auburn brings him in to give him the second chance, which doesn't even make sense. Other people had hired him since the incident in Maryland.
Right.
But it's only when Auburn hires DJ Durkin or shows interest in DJ Durkin where it's like, oh, well, of course Hugh Freeze would bring in a guy like DJ Durkin. Where's the hit piece on Ryan Day then? When's that coming?
It's a great question. You probably better look to Ann Arbor or the Detroit Free Press for something like that, if it's going to come, because it ain't coming from
anywhere
else.
I hope it
doesn't
come because it's crap. Yeah. I hope it doesn't happen.
Right.
But it's just weird. There's this double standard when it comes to Hugh Freeze right now, and it's
extends. It extends past Hugh Freeze. If you got the orange and blue arm, there's a double standard. There's 100%. And the thing is, we all see it now. See, for a long time, if you said something like that, because of the power of the machine, you'd be like, oh, you're just saying, come on, you're overthinking stuff. You're just, oh, come on. No, we all see it. We all know it's there now. It's all out in the open.
Sure.
And we look at it now as entertainment and not as something that helps us form our thought. We look at it as entertainment and bad entertainment at that. And then we move right past it. I'll give you another example. Those 2026. So not only is Auburn invested in doing what it takes to keep the coaching staff intact,
mm-hmm.
You seen those 2026 recruiting rankings?
Yes.
You seen that On Three put out there, you know, too early, or their early top 10 for the 26 class, and Auburn sits at four. Top five. With fewer commits than the others in the top four. So the fewest commits of the top four, meaning their average like player rating is very high.
And some of these guys are going to continue to shoot up. Denarius Gray has an offer from every college in America, and he's going to continue to shoot up the rankings. Auburn just got on him early. They got on him early, and he has been a riser. I think you're going to see something similar with Wayne Henry, the safety from St. Francis, three-star guy. The guy's not a three-star player. The guy's exceptional. He's exceptional. He's a standout on a team that's filled with just you know, future D1 talent. So.
Tell it.
I think you're certainly going to see a lot of that. Internally, there's such a big discussion about last year. It was Auburn locking down the top 10. They got 8 of the top 10, I believe, in the state.
Yeah.
This year, it sounds like internally the discussion is locking down the top 12, which I think is a product of just the state being deeper than it ever has been. This is an incredible class. It's just loaded with top 100 players. And Auburn already has several of those top 100 players right now, with Hezekiah Harris, with J. Mike, with Shedarius Tootle.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be excited about with these guys. So,
and if you got 8 out of 12, forget 8 out of 10. If you get 8 out of 12, if you get 2 out of every 3 of those top 12 players in the state, in such a talent-rich state, you're continuing to ascend as opposed to descend. And that is what is happening with the Auburn program right now. And I understand you look at the record has descended, but that's not an indicator of where the program is going.
Right.
So
If you want to go in the right direction as well, yeah, go to roback.com. R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. If you want to be fired up like Brad Law is today, go to roback.com. You're going to be blown away. You're going to be blown away by how many different designs and patterns and just different types of clothing that there is. Whether it's the collared shirts, the quarter zips, the hats, the hoodies, the pants, it doesn't matter what it is. Roback has it all. And we don't want you to pay full price, Brad. We don't want you to pay full price.
Did you miss the boat on Valentine's Day? You could have ordered Valentine's Day for your significant other from Roback, male or female.
I bet some people did. And that's sad. That's a shame. Yeah.
If you miss the boat, that's okay. Do something, you know, like do a late Valentine's Day or make sure you get the birthday covered. Vice20 is the promo code. Take out the code that's going to be the internal code that automatically fills in there. Make sure you remove it and put in Vice20, V-I-C-E-2-0 at roback.com.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so Auburn basketball, number one in the AP poll, number one in KenPom, number one in everywhere that matters, except for the coaches poll. For the coaches poll, they head to Nashville to take on Vandy tonight.
Yeah. So regardless of what happens tonight for Auburn or Alabama, it's still going to be 1-2 Saturday. It's not 1-1. Get out of here with that. Again, this goes back to the first point of the show. Never, ever have you crossed polls when hyping up a game, and you don't need it. 1-2 is hype enough. Like, just are you so empty that you must have the validation of saying 1-1? Can you not just say one? Like, does it hurt so much to say number 2 versus number 1?
Well, and it's just going to work itself out on Saturday. Like, correct, it's just going to work itself out. Like, one of these teams is going to win, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
and then they're going to play again in a month.
Now, how has it never been 1-2? How has that never happened in SEC play? How has that never happened before?
You've never had two teams that have just been that nationally elite at the same time.
Not once?
You're telling me
that's never happened before? It's crazy to me that's never happened in this conference before. So, with the runs that Kentucky has had and that Tennessee has had and that Florida has had. It's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, even LSU in their, like, you know, in the 80s, they had some championship teams and went to the Final Four, I think, even in Arkansas, maybe in the 90s.
It's amazing.
Yeah. No, you've probably had 1-3. I mean, I'm sure you've had a dozen top five matchups.
Sure.
But, yeah, never 1-2. So that takes Saturday's game. And I'm not glossing over tonight. We'll get to that. But it takes Saturday's game from the biggest and most anticipated game in the history of our state to another level. It is now the biggest and most anticipated regular season game in the history of the SEC.
It's amazing. I hate it's Tuscaloosa not here.
Yeah. It ain't in Kentucky, and it ain't in Arkansas, and it ain't in Louisiana, and it ain't in Florida. Nope. It's in the state of Alabama.
Sure.
So Auburn had unprecedented success under Bruce Pearl. Sure. Alabama reacted to that by making a change of their own. And now both programs are sitting at 1-2, respectively.
1-1. The
country. It's not 1-1.
1-1. That's what they said. Coaches Bowl matters this week. Coaches Bowl matters this week.
Huh?
The coaches Bowl matters now.
Now it matters.
Who knew?
Now it matters. I won't do it. I'm sorry. I will not jump to the side that says the coach's poll matters now.
I think they should put #1 next to both their names on the scorebug.
That'd be the worst. That'd be the worst. But you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if the Alabama people talked ESPN into it. Because that, again, we're not interested in accuracy.
So I think all of this discussion makes tonight a total candidate for a trap game. I think that is the perfect recipe for both teams, not just Auburn, but for Alabama as well. For both teams, I think tonight is the perfect recipe for a trap game.
I would agree if Auburn had won Saturday. I think that loss Saturday, man, that is a bucket of ice water right over the top of your head. And I think it forces you to focus on prepping for Vandy and winning this game.
Sure.
Because whether both teams could lose tonight and the rankings won't change. It'll still be 1-2 Saturday, but
But it'll be a little bit of a hit.
It
right?
will. Yeah, it sure will, of course. I mean, I guess it's still a rivalry game. Those people still hate Auburn's guts. They're going to be as vile and nasty as you can imagine. So, but no, I would agree. And when I looked at the schedule, I was far more concerned about Vanderbilt when I thought Auburn was going to beat Florida. I thought it's much more of a trap game if you go in still having not lost a conference game.
I gotcha.
I don't see how, the way you did it and the way BP talked about, they didn't prepare like the number one team, the effort wasn't there. I'd just be surprised if you see that two games in a row.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Auburn versus Vandy. I'm assuming you're picking Auburn tonight.
Yes, I'm picking Auburn. I think it's one of those games that's close for the first 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then the length and size of Auburn on the inside. This should be a game like this should be a tremendous game for Jahni Broome. How he went to the foul line twice in 16 field goal attempts against Florida. It's not the reason Auburn lost the game, but it sure doesn't. Like, if you're trying to say that there is a fair whistle, it doesn't help that argument, seeing that he had two free throw attempts against Florida and 16 field goal tries. This is a more favorable matchup for Jahni than Florida was.
Sure. I agree. I think Auburn wins. I think Auburn wins. That do it for today's show, Brad Long?
Yeah, I don't have anything else for today.
I feel like we emptied the tank. That was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
I was very
tired. Take a nap.
I feel like I was at like a level 20 on this one today, and you were at your normal 10, like your normal 10 out of 10.
I tried to match you, and I just couldn't quite get there. I'm tired.
Oh, man.
And we got a game tonight.
I know. I need a nap.
Oh, my goodness.
I need a nap or a shot or something.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. We're done.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Go to thebarnauburn.com. Join the conversation. Thanks for subscribing to the channel, commenting on the video. I will read those. And remember, until next time, everybody has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.